time for one more song. I apologize for that. I did my clock math wrong, but that happens every now and then. The good news is Jay Thurber follows us on WRCT and has promised to play Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden sometime in the first hour of his program. Thank you, Jay. He and I are part of the fun loving too here. Thanks, Jay, for doing that. Thanks to the Turpentiners for being here today. You can catch them Friday night at Sweetwater Center for the Arts in Twickley, of course.
I'm also in a reggae band in Truth and Rights. I'm a Western Pennsylvania's, I think, only ska and reggae harmonica player. And the night after the Turpentiner show in Sewickley, Truth and Rights is doing a Bob Marley tribute show at the Hard Rock. We're going to do some well-known and some not-so-well-known Bob Marley tunes. It's a large reggae band, so come out to see that on the 10th at the Hard Rock. So good, fun weekend for me next week.
We'd love to have you here sometime.
Yeah,
we've had you,
you've
Truth
had Bob
and Rights.
Without me, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
It's a great
some
band.
Some of them are listening.
Anybody else have anything new? Any movies coming out? Any? Well, thank you. It's a real joy. Stephen Oakmont says he sound wonderful. He just passed along a text a few moments ago. Thank you, Steve. What do you want to close up with?
I think we're going to close it out with a Jolie Holland tune, Old Fashioned Morphine.
Thank you again. Here are the Turpentiners.
Give me that old fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashioned morphine. It's good enough for me. If it was good enough for my grandpa, if it was good enough for my grandpa, if it was good enough for my grandpa, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost done. If it was good enough for Billy Burrow, if it was good enough for Billy Burrow, if it was good enough for Billy Burrow, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost gone. If it was good enough for Isabel Everhart, if it was good enough for Isabel Everhart, if it was good enough for Isabel Everhart, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost done. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashion morphine. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost done. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. Give me that old-fashioned morphine. It's good. It's good enough for me.
We'll look for you again next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very large. Larry comes in and his crew, they get your weekend off to a good start, and I come in and I squash that mother flat. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 o'clock. Stones getting us started here on the Radio 9 show. Yes, it's me, old Uncle Smedley, with Mistake Matinee. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, a doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your cum loudly graduate, the Cheddar Kids to Group Forkology, Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove and dance in your pants. A little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for sunny skies today with a high of 44. Clear overnight with a low of 26. 37 right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes.
Music. Radio 9, the best oldies.
Spoonful on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Rocking and rolling and barely control it on this super solid cold Saturday. Sunny skies. How nice is that for the beginning of February? Climate change be darned, I suppose. Here's Jackie Wilson on Radio 9.
Higher and higher. I said your love. stop holding. Radio 9.
Beautiful wife made coffee this morning, and I forgot to take any with me, so I stopped at the little convenience store, and I got. They have one of these machines now that grinds the coffee, and this coffee is terrible. Who thinks that this is an improvement over just regular?
I remember my first love affair.
Garbage.
Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice. So
here's Jerry Butler, the Iceman, on Radio 9.
I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy.
Oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees. Only the strong survive. That's what she said. Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know. Wouldn't let her know that she made me feel like a clown.
Oh, well, once in a while.
No, he did it from across the room.
keep it funky.
Coffee pot on Radio 9. This, no, seriously, this coffee, it tastes like mud.
It should. It was ground this morning.
Now, who thinks this is good? I mean, they all have it. I got this at a Kogo's, but they have this at Sheets and Speedway and 7-Eleven now. Who thinks this is good coffee? Joe and the Checkmates with Percolator. Percolator coffee was pretty bad, but this is gross. Blech.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
This isn't gross. Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear Little Richard. You say him, we play him on the Big 900.
Not in sight.
12:22, Chime Time. New music from Dolly Parton coming up right after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Programming note coming up on February 24th and 25th right here on WRCT Radio. Right here in our stage, Wayne and Schuster. No, it will be Massive Mucus Weekend. And Massive Mucus Weekend is when everybody comes in with phlegm in their throats. And everybody comes in, and for 72 hours, people just go on the radio and clear their throat. Massive Music Weekend. What? Massive Music Weekend. Oh. I'm sorry, it's not Massive Mucus Weekend, it's Massive Music Weekend, and that is the 24th and 25th of February. So Radio 9 will not be on WRCT that weekend. We will only be on Tube City Online Radio that weekend. For more information about that, that will be posted soon at WRCT.org. What else to tell you about? This is the time of year when people are doing their income taxes, and some folks are hoping for an income tax refund. Maybe you're thinking about using that refund towards a down payment on a house. Maybe you're renting. Maybe you're living with relatives and you're interested in owning your own home. You can buy your own home. You can, with confidence, with the help of the free housing counseling program at Mon Valley Initiative. That program can answer questions such as, what home price can I afford? What if I have credit problems or no credit? What if I've had a bankruptcy? What are closing costs? Why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway? How do I know if I qualify for a mortgage? How do I find the best interest rate on a mortgage? The program at Mon Valley Initiative offers pre-purchase housing counseling, group and individual education, PHFA pre-closing housing certificates, and personalized action plans, and it's all at no cost to you. You don't even have to live in the Mon Valley to take advantage of it. 412-464-4000. That's 412-464-4000. Or visit MonValleyInitiative.com. Mon Valley Initiative, working together.
Weather break, go, go!
Mostly sunny skies for the next couple of days. High 44 today. Tomorrow, 50 for your high. Sunny on Monday, 47. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 46. Some clouds moving in on Thursday. Maybe a chance of showers on Thursday into Friday. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, it is 42 in Beaver County, 37 in Butler, 35 in Washington. It's 37 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 37 at WRCT, with new music from Dolly Parton.
So strong, you know. Breathing came to me. was a magic man. I was also quick to learn. I was caught up in the burn of a magic man. No one else could understand unless you loved a magic man. Oh, oh, oh. The waves were filled my feet. Promised love could not compete. The magic man is like a drug and I'm addicted to his love.
From Dolly Parton with Ann Wilson of Heart off the Rockstar album on Radio 9. And before the music continues, unfortunately, we have this brief public service announcement.
Before they begin, Bob and Ray are glad to read the following bulletin from the Office of Fluctuation Control and Ceiling Repairs, Bureau of Edible Condiments, Soluble, Insoluble, and Indigestible Fats and Glutinous Derivatives, Washington, D.C.
Directive 94345-56201. As of September 1st, 1954, the price of groundhog meat will be fixed at a level a little higher than the price of groundhog meat on October 15th, 1907, with the exception of the low-level water route outlined in the Bureau's directions of 1916, for finding the Kansas City stockyards, note, slightly higher west of the Rockies.
Bob and Ray are glad to read this as a public service.
Thank you very much. With Groundhog Day being yesterday, I just felt we needed to know what the price of groundhog meat was. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. It's 12:31. This is David Bowie.
and depths of time.
Don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. I don't go around with a local crowd. I don't take what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying these things so you know me, baby. So you understand what I'm all about. The boat that I rode. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things I'm done. There's only one thing I want, I ain't got. You know that I'm thinking about you, baby. But you better know.
From the North Hills called 412-385-7450. He said he agrees that it's massive mucus weekend, not music. I guess he doesn't like the mucus. Well, Woody, you'll just have to tune into Tube City Online Radio that weekend or something. What else to tell you about? Larry had the Turpentiners on in the 11 o'clock hour on the Saturday Light Brigade, if you were listening, and they didn't know this song by Lynn Anderson. Going out by request.
I'll beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things.
66. We're sending that out to the Turpentiners. That's Lynn Anderson with Rose Garden here on Radio 9. And now our KQV survey question for today.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do.
Now, the Kogos by my house used to have just regular coffee pots, and now they have one of these things that grinds the coffee in front of you. Speedway and 7-Eleven also have these same machines that grind the coffee in front. Do you like this coffee? Because I think it tastes terrible. And all of these stores now, this is how they're selling their coffee, is this bleh. 412-385-7450 is the coffee hotline. Dorsey's getting his yayas out, working in the coal mine. We're going to check sports and weather in just a couple of minutes.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. Get this go on.
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Clothes I make a little morning, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Clothes I make a little morning, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls,
More music.
Lord,
after these important public service announcements.
Hey, how's your day going? Mine's going okay for a traffic cone. That's right, I'm a traffic cone, and it's my job to protect everyone in a work zone. My typical day involves being screamed at.
What's the holdup? Come on, let's go.
Sideswiped. And even run over. But hey, it's better me than the folks in the work zone. So please slow down and drive carefully. If you control your driving in work zones, or excuse me, control your driving, then we can all go home safely at the end of the day.
This message brought to you by PennDOT. Drive safe, PA.
At this time, as a public service, Bob and Ray are glad to read the following supplementary bulletin from the Office of Fluctuation Control and Ceiling Repairs, Bureau of Edible Condiments, Soluble, Insoluble, and Indigestible Fats and Glutinous Derivatives, Washington, D.C.
Correction. Correction of Directive 943456201, issued a few minutes ago concerning the fixed price of groundhog meat. In the Bureau Directive above named, the price fix, low water level quotation on groundhog meat should read, groundhog meat.
Bob and Ray have been glad to read this as a public service.
Jay Thurber, more music now.
Sports and weather are next. These are the Diamonds. On Radio 9. We've got new music from the Black Keys coming up right after this.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
It's a hockey night in Toronto. The 2024 NHL All-Star Game is tonight at Scotiabank Arena. Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers will captain the second team. Auston Matthews of the Maple Leafs will captain another team. They, of course, are the host of this year's game. Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche will captain the third team. And brothers Jack Hughes of the Jersey Devils and Quinn Hughes of the Canucks will be on the fourth team. If you like this All-Star Game, well, you better enjoy it, because there won't be another one until 2026. The NHL will instead hold a Four Nations face-off tournament in 2025, and then, of course, they will return to Olympic participation in 2026. So, All-Star Game tips off at 3 o'clock. Turn down the sound and turn up Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. That'd be a good combination. Eric O'Brien and All-Star Hockey. Elsewhere, Taylor Swift-related bets are flooding sports books. Ahead of Super Bowl 58, sports books are jumping into the media magnetism of the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce union ahead of Super Bowl 58, providing a batch of odds related to the pop singer and all-pro tight end ahead of the big game. Odds related to Taylor's husband, a potential Kelce proposal, and a surprise Swift halftime performances are circulating within the last week since the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens to advance to the Super Bowl. In college basketball action, the Duquesne Dukes at this hour taking on the Rams of Rhode Island. Rhode Island is up in the first half 16-12. The Pitt Panthers are hosting the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That game gets underway at 6 o'clock. Carnegie Mellon last night at home split a pair of games with Washington University of St. Louis. The Carnegie Mellon University men's team beat its third nationally ranked opponent in conference play to record its 1,000th win with a 79-73 victory over Wash U in Pittsburgh. The Tartans rattled off 15 consecutive points with junior Aiden Boer scoring 11 straight to start the run, and the Tartans led 41-29 at the half. The women's team, not so lucky. Carnegie Mellon University women's team dropped a 71-69 game to Wash U last night. The Tartans were still leading going into the fourth quarter, but a comeback by the Bears dropped the Tartans to 2-6 in the conference and 10-9 overall. Both teams back in action tomorrow when they take on, let me look here, Chicago. They are hosting Chicago at home. The women's team tips off at 1 o'clock.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies and warmer temperatures with a high today of 44. Overnight, clear skies with a low of 26. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 50. Monday, sunny with a high of 47. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 42 in Beaver County, 37 in Butler, 35 in Washington. It's 37 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 37 at WRCT with new music from the Black Keys.
Yeah.
Keys, new music on Radio 9. Donovan's going to take us to news time. A reminder, do you like this coffee? The coffee hotline, 385-7450. Talk about that more in the 1 o'clock hour, maybe.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way.
Jay Thurber coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Billy Joel has turned the lights back on after nearly 20 years. All that plus the radio calendar. We're also going to hear from Michael Feldman later on in the show. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From feature stories in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with The Week in Review. This week, US officials took the decision to respond with airstrikes in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for a drone attack that killed three US personnel last Saturday. There are concerns that any further violence may escalate the already volatile region, as FSN's Caroline Malone reports.
A series of strikes over several days against targets in Iraq and Syria. That's what US officials have confirmed to US media in retaliation for the Jordan drone attack. Crucially, the targets include Iranian personnel and facilities that they hold responsible, but will not be inside Iran itself. On Wednesday, the Iran-backed militia Khatib Hezbollah announced it was suspending operations against US forces, but there have been more than 160 strikes on US targets in the region since the October Hamas attack and response from Israel in Gaza. Caroline Malone, Washington.
The UN's aid agency in Gaza announced this week that should funding remain paused, it may be forced to shut down operations by the end of February. Multiple countries pulled funding after allegations that UN staff were involved in Hamas's attack on October the 7th in Israel. FSN's Jody Jacobs sent this report from UN headquarters in New York.
In a statement released on Thursday morning under the heading Anwar Aid in Peril, the organization's director in Gaza paints a grim picture of the situation inside the enclave. Funding to Anwar remains paused as several donor countries wait for the outcomes of an investigation by the UN of the involvement of 12 staff members in the October 7th attacks on Israel. Anwar's chief, Philip Lazzarini, says if the funding remains suspended, he will be forced to close shop by the end of February. Meanwhile, Algeria circulated a new draft resolution to Security Council members. It calls for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the EU's decision this week to approve a 50 billion euro aid package for Ukraine. All 27 member states voted in favour of the funding, although it was initially blocked by Hungary in December last year. FSN's Megumi Lim had this report from Kiev.
Zelensky responded to the EU's decision on Thursday, saying he was grateful to European Council President Charles Michel and EU leaders for establishing the 50 billion euro Ukraine facility. The aid package will be supplied to Kyiv over the next 4 years. This is a big morale boost for Ukraine as military aid from the US continues to stall in Congress. Hungary has been a major stumbling block for the 50 billion euro aid package. Prime Minister Viktor Orban had repeatedly voiced criticism toward continued funding for Ukraine and blocked the aid package in December of last year. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Nine.